Video 23, punctuation and compound words. We're talking about two different things. And in punctuation, different punctuation for sentences, make sure that all the sentences have ending punctuations. But at the same time, you have to remember that the beginning of each sentence has to begin with the first word being capitalized. And they must have punctuation at the end. Okay? So let's look at the first one. Period. The woman slept on a boat. And we put a period. That is just a simple sentence. But we come over here, question mark. Do you think I could go to college? That's the question. Someone's asking a question. Do you think I could go to college? So you put a question mark. Exclamation point is when you're very excited. So you kind of like scream it out. What wonderful birds these are. What wonderful birds these are. So you put an exclamation point, okay? And I put quotation marks because I'm screaming it out, okay? Command ends with a period. A command is is telling you to do something nicely or telling you to do something that they scold you about. So right here, do not open that door. So I can say it very strong and mad, do not open that door, period. Or I could say it softly, please do not open that door. You put a period, and that's a command. You're going to write your own sentences by using one sentence for each of these. Okay? Look at these to see what you have to do. So write your sentences. This is a writing. Okay, compound sentences. When we're writing paragraphs, sometimes we have to combine some sentences because then you're getting too many sentences in a paragraph. And we sometimes use certain words to connect sentences, like the word and, or but. So two sentences connected together by one of these words, and, or but. So let's look at the first sentence. Number one, yesterday I went to Michael's house to play. Now that's a complete sentence there. Right there. If I don't put anything else, that's a complete sentence. Yesterday I went to Michael's house to play. When you're doing compound sentences, you're joining two sentences and putting them together. Okay? So this is a complete sentence, and now I put the word comma and I write my next sentence. But my next sentence can't be capitalized here. He was playing with someone else. So let's read it again. Yesterday, I went to Michael's house to play, and he was playing with someone else. Now, if I were to take this top sentence off, and I just read this one, he was playing with someone else, that is a complete sentence there. So you're joining two complete sentences with the word and. Again, this sentence is going to be a complete sentence, and this sentence has to be another complete sentence to join it together with one of these words. Here's number two. Do the planets orbit the sun? That's a complete sentence. Or, this is another complete sentence. Does the sun orbit the planets? So I have two complete sentences that I'm putting together with the word or. But I'm asking a question. Number three, I wanted to go to Target. That's a complete sentence. But my friend wanted to go to Walmart. So if I were to take this off and just say my friend wanted to go to Walmart, that's a complete sentence. So remember, you have to have two complete sentences to put together, and you can use one of these words. Now, write some compound sentences using and, or but. Remember, you have to get two sentences and then you use one of these to do your compound sentence. Fluency. Practice reading sight words as fast as you can for 1 minute. Action. Action means to do something really, really crazy. Action. Like a lot of action films, like the Iron Man has a lot of action in it. Repeat action. Problem. Problem. You have a problem at home and you have to fix it. Repeat problem. Example. I've given you a lot of examples in these lessons. Repeat example. Open is like opening a door. Repeat open. Five is the number five, like this one here. Five. Repeat five. Show. Show. To show something, or you might see a show. Another word for movie is show. Repeat show. Kind. You care for someone, so you're kind to them. Repeat kind. History. History has many lessons. You talk about you can talk about the history of religion, where God and Jesus Christ, or you can talk about other history, where what happened in Egypt or what happened in the Civil War. History. Repeat history. Different. Different. Different things are different. This pen is a different pen than this one. They're not the same. They write the same. They're both pens, but they're different. They're made differently. Different. Repeat different. Gave. It's to give someone something. Gave. Repeat gave. Began. Began. Repeat began. We've gone over began. It means you're doing something, you're starting to do something. Began. Repeat began. Whether. Whether we do this or not, you decide. So repeat whether. Door. The doors are right there. Repeat door. Either. Either. You can either have this or either have this ice cream, chocolate or vanilla. Repeat either or either. Help. That's when someone needs you. Help. Repeat help. Across. Across. To go across the room. Repeat across. Sense. Sense. Sense is like having senses of something. Repeat sense. Today. This is today. Repeat today. Whole. Whole. This is a whole book. This is a whole book, but if I tear it in half, it's not going to be a whole book anymore. It's going to be part of a book. So whole means it's all of it together. Repeat whole. Feet. My feet are hurting. I've been standing all day. Repeat feet. Matter. Matter. Matter, usually you see it in science. Everything's made up of matter. Repeat matter. Means. Means. This means you have to do something. Or in math, it could be the means of a problem. Means. Repeat means. Act. Act is to do something, like in you're in a play or you're an actor in a movie. Repeat act. Company. Company. There are many different companies in this world. Microsoft has a company. Repeat my company. Interest. Interest. You're interested in something. So, like, I'm interested in reading, so I love teaching reading. Interest. Repeat interest. These five rows of words are repeating here, so you have to practice them three times, 1 minute each.